the Venerable Master, Dharma Master, and all the wise advisors. This is Qingfa. This evening, I would like to share just a little bit of the experiences during the 10,000 Buddha Repentance Session. Xuan Gong San Ren, Go Wei Fa Si Men, Go Wei San Zi Si, Wo Si Qing Fa. Jin Tian Wan Shang Lun Dao Wo Lian Xi Jiang Fa, So Wo Xiang Yuan Yi Fen Xiang Yi Dian Dian Wo De Dao De Jing Yan Zai Zhe Ge Wan Fo Bao Chan. I would like to first to thank the all the Dharma masters who led the recitation for such a long period of time, which benefited all the participants tremendously. As I've never participated in the repentance session in any serious manner before, so this year I made sure to allocate time to participate fully as part of my New Year resolution. However, just 5 weeks before the session, I had my second surgery in 6 months. It was the first time in my life that I had to stay in a hospital for 5 days. According to both my Chinese and medicine and Western medicine doctors, my two surgeries within 6 months did a lot of damage to my body. For example, I was not able to perspire. My skin became extremely dry all over. Suddenly, I found 6 cavities in my teeth, perhaps due to the chemicals they put into my body that caused dry mouth. And of course, my dramatically declined energy level. But worst of all is that when I tried to meditate 2 weeks after my surgery, there was neither the feeling of qi nor any warmth from the Dantian area.
我先想谢谢做维罗的法师们，因为他们在这么3个礼拜这么长的一个时间带领我们大众，这个让大家都得到极大的好处。我从来没有很正式的全程的参加过这个万佛宝忏，所以今年年初的时候，我就把这个3个礼拜全部画下来，准备全部参加。可是不幸的是，在5个礼拜，在法会以前5个礼拜，我需要去开刀。这是我一生第一次在医院住了5天。这个根据我的中医跟西医告诉我们，就是说我这个6个月之内有2次的这个开刀，那对我身体做了对有很大的损失。譬如说吧，我开刀以后不能出汗，我全身的皮肤都变得非常非常干，然后突然间我有6个蛀牙，可能是因为他们把这个在开刀的时候打的药。当然我的这个整个精力全部掉下来。可是最坏的是开完刀以后2个礼拜，我试着去打坐，完全不觉得有任何感觉，没有气的感觉，也没有火炉也没有点燃。 So as I walk into the long life hall on the first day of the bowing session, I was not sure that I could do any bowing at all, as the surgery resulted in a 5-inch cut right into my abdomen. I felt extremely tired after just a couple hours and I had to go back to sleep, although I was able to do the whole session in the afternoon. 所以当第一天我走进延伸堂去拜的时候，我不知道我可以拜任何拜多长，因为我的开刀是在丹田上面开了一个5寸的伤口。 然后我拜了两次香以后就要回家睡觉，累得不得了。 The first two or three days were very hard for me physically, and I was not able to do anything else after bowing. Not only I was physically exhausted, I also found that usually if a Buddha's name was a bit longer, I simply did not remember it when I began to bow down. Why I attributed this to my loss of short memory, it bothered me nevertheless. 那么的开头两三天对我是非常非常难，因为几乎我拜完以后完全不能做任何事情，除了这个体力不支以外，我也觉得我发觉就是说，即使一尊佛的名字稍微长一点点，有时候就是不是很长，当我拜下去的时候我已经忘记了，那我可以我跟我自己说，我说啊。 年纪大了，所以这个短的这个记忆力没有了。可是也对我来讲还是很烦恼的事情。那么，my friend Andrew was next to me during those first few days and sympathized with my struggle. He kindly taught me how he bows effortlessly in making the transition from one center of gravity to another during the bowing movement. While that helps some, the relatively fast transition sometimes caused me to feel dizzy. So during the last 3 days of the first week, I modified what Andrew taught me and bowed slowly so that my bowing became a continuous movement rather than discrete steps. I was able to feel much more at ease and less physically tired. On the last day, I also decided to add continuous recitation. That is, to also recite Buddha's name while bowing down, along with my Tai Chi style bowing. And that made the whole day zip by without feeling tired. Fa Ruo正好开头几天在我边上，他看到我的这个挣扎。 所以他非常慈悲的，就在这个每次相中间来教我他怎么拜。他是教我从一个重心转换的这个原理，从一个重心转换到另外一个重心，所以拜下去的时候可以根本不费力气。当然这个方法很好，可是对我来说速度还是很快，所以我有时候会觉得头昏。 所以在第三天，最后三天的时候，我把法洛教给教我的方法，做了一些改进。我就慢慢的拜，就说像打太极一样，不停的在拜，从慢慢的下去，慢慢的上来，可是不停的。那么最后一天呢，我也加了一点，就是不停的念佛，就是我拜下去的时候也在念，所以就是不停的。 念不停的拜，那么那一天过得很快，然后也不觉得累了。Unfortunately, I need to help a filmmaker during the second week interviewing people about the school. But I was able to fully participate in the last 8 days of bowing. 很不幸的是，我第二个礼拜没办法参加，因为有一位摄影师来要做一个。 学校的短片，可是我能够全程参加最后八天。From the very beginning of the second round, I bowed and recited Buddha's names continuously based on the experience of the first week. As each day went by, I was less tired and began to regain my vitality. When I went to Dharma Master Heng Yang's talk, I was not sure at all I could sit on the floor, even in half lotus for 90 minutes anymore, especially after a whole day of bowing. But not only I was able to sit, but after about 10 minutes or so, I felt the chi coming back. perhaps because Dharma Master Yang's blessing.
Nama, 所以从这个第三个礼拜开始，我就用我第一个礼拜最后学的，最后一天学的，就是不停的拜，不停的念，就是慢慢的，可是是很慢。这个，可是每一天过了以后，我觉得我越来越不累，然后我的精力慢慢的恢复了。当我去礼拜六去听恒阳师的讲法的时候，我完全不知道我是不是可以，即使这个单谈，我是不是可以做90分钟。可是我做了90分钟，可是在做了以后大概10几20分钟的时候，我的气突然间回来了，也许是杨法师的加持。 Overall I benefit tremendously from the bowing session, and perhaps I can summarize them into two specific categories of benefit. 那么我觉得我在这个整个拜忏的这个里面我得到很大的好处，我希望把它分成两点来说明我得到的好处。First one, it helped to recover my functions. For example, it helped me to be mindful. And I was able to remember Buddha's name in my recitation while bowing down, even if the name was long. In fact, usually my eyes were closed. When I need to recite a new Buddha's name,I simply open my eyes and glance at the sutra. Then I close my eyes and remember it when I begin to bow. 所以第一点，这个帮助我回复我的能力，就是说，我变成非常的专注。我能够就说每一尊佛的名字，即使有的时候很长，像一个整行的时候，我都能够记住。几乎我每天拜的时候我的眼睛是闭上的，我需要念一尊新的佛名的时候，我就把眼睛睁开瞄一眼，我就能记住。这个是我没有想象到的。Secondly, one day during last week of bowing, I happily discovered I perspired. Now my skin is no longer very dry anymore.那么在有一天我突然发现我可以出汗了，因为本来我开了刀以后完全不能出汗，我的皮肤到整个皮肤都是很干很干，然后现在这是万佛宝忏以后，我的皮肤也不干了。Thirdly, my vitality is back, 就是我几乎我的精力恢复到我没有开刀以前的时候，然后我的打坐，我的气也回来了。Both my Chinese and Western doctor told me that the surgery would require a 6-month recovery process, but I feel I'm already there. 那么我的中医跟西医都跟我讲，我这次的这个开刀需要6个月的恢复时间，可是我觉得我拜完忏以后我已经恢复全部，假如不是全部大概也是 99%。 那么第二个 second category、it enabled me to understand what it means to be supple both with mind and body. As I bow and recite continuouslyMy body becomes supple, and my mind simply lost track of almost all other things that's going on around me. As time went on, my mind was so relaxed, like a piece of cloud floating freely in the air.
every bow seem effortless. And every Buddha's name brought out joy or meaning. Many times tears just flow out. In fact, each time when we recite the verse, "I wish to be born in the Western Pure Land, in the rebirth hall," I could not stop crying. 第二点就是说我第一次体会到什么是身心柔软。当然在我这个不停地慢慢地拜，不停慢慢地念佛的时候，我的身体是越来越柔软，而我的心在这个过程里面几乎是完全把我周围所有的事情全部都忘记了。 所以当时间一分一分的过去，我的心越来越轻松，就像一觉得我就觉得它像一片白云漂浮在空中。每一个拜在第二个八天里面都好像觉得完全不费力气，而每一尊佛的名字 好像都带来一种极端的快乐跟意义，很多时候眼泪就不停地流出来。每天我们在往生堂念愿生西方净土宗的时候，我都不能停我的眼泪。So this experience of supple mind as a consequence of deep repentance remind me of these verses. When the mind moves, karma arises. But where is the karma if the mind does not exist? The mind is at ease after repentance, like a piece of lazy cloud floating in the blue sky. 所以这个新的柔软这个经验 使我想到这个忏悔记里面几句话：心起罪依起，心灭罪何存？禅后心自在，闲云点太清。Of course, why the mind could be at ease after repentance is due to the fact we connect with the great vows of Buddhas in the process. For me, it's about I felt the cleansing effect on my whole being as the mind becomes subtler. For example, I often thought of things that I did wrong in the past, such as saying something to my mom when I was young that hurt her feelings. These memories would cause me a great deal of unease as they arise. But as my mind becomes supple during the repentance session, I no longer attached to these deeds of the past. After the repentance session, I now can go back to these unpleasant moments and smile at my mom, and we all smile together, even though she's no longer around. This is very interesting, as the process can bring us from a historical perspective where we face obstructions of space, time, and other factors, into the ultimate perspective, or eternity, where there is no obstruction. 当然，我的心能够变成柔软，在这个忏悔的过程里面，这是因为在这个过程里面，我们能融入诸佛的。这个大愿海里面，那么对我来讲，比如说过去，我常常想到，我过去做一些事情是错误的事情，比如说我年轻时候，跟我妈妈的对话，有时候我觉得我现在回去想的时候，我觉得我伤了她的心，那这些过去的记忆里面起来的时候，它会带给我很大的烦恼，可是 在这个宝忏的过程里面，当我的心变成越来越软柔软的时候， 我已经不再，我觉得我已经能够不再被这些过去的记忆所约束。所以经过这个万福宝忏以后，我觉得我能够回到过去这种不愉快的时空里面，就像跟我妈妈对话一样，我可以对她笑，我们可以互相一起笑，虽然她已经不在了。 所以这个使我想到，这个整个过程里面，能够把我们从一个历史层面带进终极的层面。那么在历史层面里面，我们有时空的限制，有不同的限制，可是在终极层面里面，这些限制都没有了。As the subtle mind can change the past, it can also influence the future as the future is made of now. With a supple mind, we may touch the eternity. In other words, the process of bowing allows us to flow into the ocean of vows of Buddhas, which helps to make our mind supple and enables some of our original capabilities. This provides us a glimpse of eternity, although every one of us may have a different glimpse of it due to different functions we recover during the process. 所以在从这个当心柔软的时候，可以改变过去。那当然，一个柔软的心也可以影响将来，因为将来是现在造成的。有一个柔软的心，似乎是至少我自己觉得可以碰到终极，可以碰到永恒。所以，我觉得在这个拜的过程里面，让我们流入了诸佛的大愿海之后，不但使我们的心柔软，也同时让我们可以恢复许多我们本有的功能。 这个让我们能够有瞥到一点，看到一点点这个终极的层面。当然，每个人可能看到是不同的角度，因为每个人恢复的功能不一样。所以这个经验让我想到，我两年以前突然间有个灵感，写了几句话关于这个永恒。 所以我现在愿意跟大家一起分享。So this reminds me of a riddle that came to me 2 years ago. Here it is. Once upon a time, eons ago, I came face to face with eternity. Ever since that chance meeting, a shadow seemed to follow me around. Although no one was in sight whenever I turned, then I plunge into life in full force, taking everything as real, even flowers in a dream. Life rolled by with increasing speed, and the memory of my chance meeting blurred. As my other memories also began to fade, the footsteps, my shadow, became distincter, louder. One day I saw my memories went up in smoke, and my mind emptied of the load it carried for eons, relaxed like a piece of cloud floating freely in the air. I suddenly heard the quickened step of my shadow loudly approaching. Before I had a chance to turn around, he merged into me. Shocked and fully awakened, I opened my eyes. The eternity stands right in front of me, smiling broadly. But wait a minute. He is me, I want to say, as I merged into him. 所以我写的这个东西在中文就是我叫它永恒之谜。很久以前，我曾与永恒相遇。自从那一次的劫后，一个看不见摸不着的影子
时时陪伴在我身旁。往后在每一个生命中，我全力冲刺，要摘梦里的花。久远前，那偶遇的记忆已逐渐模糊。当别的记忆也变成迷蒙时，影子的脚步越来越响亮。有一日，我的记忆烟消云散，亿万年来心田的负担突然卸下，我的心轻松的像一片闲云，点缀着贪婪的太清。突然间，影子大声快速的步伐打破了这难有的闲情逸致，蓦然回首时，我们已成为一体。从甜梦中惊醒，永恒正笑容满面的凝视着我，惊讶的张大嘴想说他就是我时，我已融入了永恒。 So given the benefit I received from the repentance session, I've added this process of bowing as my daily practice at home of bowing to the Amitabha. The experience allowed me to think about CDDB is indeed a unique place because it provides many Dharma events like the repentance session so that people have a chance to touch the eternity in one way or another. 那么从这个宝忏以后，我就把我学到从在宝忏里面 发现的慢慢的拜慢慢的唱融入我在家里面的实习之一，就是我每天跟拜阿弥陀佛的时候就用这个方法来拜。那么我觉得圣城是一个，根据我经验，是一个非常非常特殊的地方，因为一年到头不停的法会，不停的各式各样的讲法的，所以让机会给机会让所有人都一个机会来碰到或者摸到永恒，从不同的角度来说。
还有几分钟，
还有三分钟，那我想讲一下我刚 So I mentioned during the second week of the session I needed to take off to accompany filmmaker interviewing students, alumni, teachers and old disciples about what makes our school special. This interview bear witness to the uniqueness of CDDB from another angle. To summarize it in one word of their collective thought, the word will be embodiment. The volunteer teachers and parents who give up their career to come to CDDB to volunteer all embodied the spirit of compassion in making this world a better place for all. I feel so happy for all of our students, and especially the young children who move here with their parents. Not only are they so blessed to be in such a pure environment now, but also they begin developing a supple mind at such a young age. As the sages say, when the mind is supple, the land is pure. These students all will help to create pure lands around them and define success on their own terms, wherever they will be in the future. 阿弥陀佛。那么我刚刚谈到，就是说在第二个万佛堂第二个礼拜，我要陪一位念影师来访问不同的人，就是说校友啊、学生啊、老师们、家长。这些访问的结果可以从另外一个角度来看圣城是多么的特殊，多么的可贵。假如我把它变成一句话的话，就是所有人的变成 一句话，就是说言行一致。我们的义务老师跟许多家长，他们把他们的事业放下来到圣城来做义工，
所以我特别为我们这些学生很高兴，尤其是这些年轻的小朋友，他们跟他们父母一起来，因为他们不仅是在这个清净的环境里面长大，同时他们在这很年轻的时候就开始发展一颗柔软的心。所以就像古大德说的，心静则土静，我相信这些学生当将来出去以后都能够创造一个净土在他们周边，然后他们可以有勇气设定这个他们成功的标准，而不是世俗的标准。阿弥陀佛。